Number one is, a lot of people trivialize Geneva, and they trivialize hurting people. And even if you think you're doing it for the right reasons, it's not acceptable. And I want to prove it to you from the Parsha. What did Rachel do? She stole the trophim. You know what her punishment was? She would not be able to what raise Binyamin. She stole trophim, was Avodah Zarah. She's trying to save her father from what? Avodah Zarah. Doesn't make a difference. She caused him anguish. And even though it was to get him out away from Avodah Zarah, still it's not right. It's unbelievable. Number two, Yaakov did not say goodbye. What happens? Laban catches up to him in a second. That's not there, it hurts. Caused him anguish. He should have said goodbye to him. That's also the reason why Rachel was not buried in Maris Machpelah. Because she engaged in this. There's an amazing medrash that says that Hashem almost destroyed us during the times of Purim. You know why? It says Rav Shach, when he's masbir the medrash, is because when Esav screamed, when Esav trembled, that he realized he didn't get the brachas, Yaakov did not show the proper rachmanis. And since he did not show the proper rachmanis, we almost got destroyed. Now, Esav was a Russia. He didn't deserve the brachas. He did nothing wrong, Yaakov. But he could have maybe hugged him, or he could have told him, Lamaisa, you know, you'll be okay. That's the first message I want you to get. Even if there might be right reasons, you got to try to do your best you can not to hurt other people, whether it's on purpose or even accidentally. Utmost you must try. That's the first chiddush. The second chiddush we have is the notion of the Torah is supposed to refine us and make our midos tovos. And we find that Rachel gave over the simonim. And when you're so careful not to hurt anyone, great things can happen. Do you know Rabbi Pinchas ben Yara was able to cross a river? It split for him. The Talmidim said, Rabbi, can we follow? He said, well, just make sure you've never hurt anyone in your life. Because if you've hurt someone in your life, it's not going to split open for you. That's what the Yushalmi says. And one of the purposes of life is Shvirus Amidus. You might have a certain tendency to be angry, for example. If you work on it, that's the goal in life, says the Vilna Gaon. And therefore, the Rambam says, even though most mitzvahs you have schar for, you get schar in Olam Haba, but if you do mitzvah ben Olam Haver, you get schar in this world. There's a famous Gemara in Sochem and Dafnunim Araf that says, Asher Misha Bolakan and Tamudu Biyoto, says Rabbeinu Hanan, Asher Misha Bolakan has Maisim Tovim, that proved that his learning led to Maisim. It's very interesting, you're not supposed to keep, you know, in your keys, you know, big weights, small weights, everything's supposed to be equal. You know what that's a drasha for? The luchos. The luchos are benarum makam and omakam. One's not supposed to be bigger than the other. They're supposed to be equal. They're supposed to be equal because the Torah is supposed to refine you. That's the story they say over at the Chofetz Chaim Zatzal. There was a professor who was almost said that he was going to go off the derech and assimilate. And the Panovich Arov, who was a Talmud of Chofetz Chaim, said that this almost assimilated professor told him, you know what stopped me from assimilating? When he, as a young bacher, came to the yeshiva in Radin to get accepted to Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva, he came in the middle of the night, everyone was lined up, everyone was trying to get into the yeshiva, and he fell asleep. He was so tired. And as he was dozing and sleeping, the Chofetz Chaim took his jacket off and used it as a blanket to put on him. And then when he awoke later, he saw the Chofetz Chaim learning with a small candle without his jacket. And he said the many times that he thought about assimilating, he remembered the jacket of the Chofetz Chaim. That's talking about Torah refining you. You're refining you. Your meat is tight, is coming out. And having the Talmud, maybe the little mice. That's what it's all about, to combine the Benarum HaMok, Benarum HaVeiro. So may Hashem give us the koichus that we never engage in stealing or hurting someone, and that we allow our Talmud Torah to refine our Midas Tavis, that the Benarum HaMok, Benarum HaVeiro are equal partners, and that we understand that learning Torah is able to refine us to become great B'nai Torah and great Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, good Shabbos. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos, and we'll continue next Wednesday.